Now I would like to introduce Diana Mendoza. She is the organizer for the New Sanctuary Movement through an organization that will be very easy to remember. It's called CLUE, CLUE.org, and it stands for Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice. Please welcome Diana Mendoza.
Good morning, everyone. Ooh, I'm glad you're all awake. Thank you, Anne. Like Anne said, I am the organizer for New Sanctuary Movement. You saw a short clip on the New Sanctuary Movement, and I'm the lead organizer for that. So what does that mean? That means that I am essentially like a case manager for families that are living in congregations awaiting to fix their cases with immigration to be able to stay with their families. So I work with the clergy that are involved in this work, and we work with Christian people, we work with Muslim people, we work with Jewish people. There's a few congregations that are UU congregations that are involved, including one in LA that's very, very involved. Reverend Monica Cummings has been a very big support for the movement. And so I am going to go ahead and backtrack and describe to you what it is that the New Sanctuary Movement, what exactly is it, right? That's a big question. Why are all these people getting involved with the big controversial issue of immigration? Why CLUE? And why I'm here? So before I start, I just want to give you a little background information on myself. My name's Diana, and I actually grew up here in Orange County. I grew up in Santa Ana, 10-15 minutes away from here. I went to school at Azusa Pacific University, and I graduated this year, May 5th, 2007, from Azusa Pacific. And I am now the lead organizer of this New Sanctuary Movement here in the LA area. And I also, I was raised Catholic, and now I attend a Presbyterian church. I'm not a member, but I attend, and I like to attend different services, and I like to be able to learn more about different faiths. So that's where I'm at. So in my speech, if I say, something, it's directly tied to my personal beliefs, and I hope that you can understand that. So here we go. CLUE. CLUE has been a organization that essentially works with leaders of different faiths in the LA area. It was born in 1996, and it has recently gone statewide. And CLUE works with people of Muslim, Christian, and Jewish background. And so what CLUE does is they help by educating leaders, lay leaders and clergy, about issues that are going on in the community. So for example, there is going to be a strike because hotel workers are not being paid a living wage. We tell the congregations in the area, and then the clergy and lay leaders get together, and then they go and talk to the manager or whoever's in charge to see if they can advocate for the rights of workers. So that's one of the things they do. They work on different campaigns. They worked on a Walmart campaign here in Orange County in Garden Grove, and they actually won. CLUE was involved in that. They work a lot. They definitely do a lot of work with hotel workers, and they do a lot of work with security guards, and now with immigrant people. So why did they do that? I don't know if you recall the big marches, the May 1st march, the March 25th march, a year back, where thousands and thousands of people went out to the streets of LA to protest H.R. 4437 and other pieces of legislation that were going to affect a lot of the immigrant people here in the U.S., specifically here in California. a lot of people were scared. A lot of people were going to the clergy and were saying, you know, what are we going to do? Can we come here? Can we stay here? Are you going to protect us? How are you going to serve us? Because we don't know who else to turn to. But yet there's HR 4437 saying that you can't help us anymore. And if you help us, you're going to go to jail. So where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And so a bunch of people got together, over 60 clergy people got together and said, you know, we need to do something about this. And months later, the New Sanctuary Movement was born. The New Sanctuary Movement, like Anne said, was originally started in the 80s when there were a lot of wars in Central America and a lot of people were fleeing their countries because of the wars that were funded by the U.S. And they were coming here to the United States, and they were going out to Canada hoping that they can reach safety and be with their families. They just wanted to survive, and the U.S. was not giving them political asylum. So they were coming here illegally, and they were being given shelter in different congregations of all faith backgrounds. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people, Laverne, here in Orange County, in L.A., in other places throughout the U.S., that were opening the doors to their church and saying, come in, because we believe in sanctuary. And sanctuary is a place where you are to be safe. And so we gave birth to the New Sanctuary Movement, and it officially gave birth May 9th, a few months ago. And now we have families living in the L.A. area. We have a family thinking about joining Sanctuary in the northern part of California. This is a national movement. There's people living in Sanctuary in New York. There's people that are working hard to be able to provide Sanctuary in Colorado, in Wisconsin, in Seattle, in... There's so many states, including Oregon and Chicago, and so many people are joining on board because they believe in the idea of sanctuary, that it's rooted in faith, and that this immigration system is broken, and that it's breaking families apart. How is it doing that? There's no flexibility in some of these situations, as we saw with Liliana, and as you will see with the rest of our families. We have Jose living in Sanctuary in L.A. in Pico Union area. We have Juan living in North Hollywood. He's a Guatemalan man fleeing the wars in the 80s. He was about to be murdered, and he had to run away, and he had to come with all his family out to the U.S. illegally because he was going to get killed. We have Yolanda. Yolanda, a Guatemalan woman who was an orphan who had nothing out there, and as you all know, there's millions of women being killed out in Guatemala right now, and that's the way it's been for quite some time. She was an orphan. She didn't have anything. She came out here. She's been living in the U.S. for over 17 years, and she is the deacon of a church called Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Koreatown in L.A. She is involved in every ministry they have. She is a law-abiding citizen. She doesn't have a criminal record. She's been paying taxes, but she was not able to legalize her status because of a mistake an attorney made. And so we have cases like this. We have Liliana, who you saw in the video. She was given a fake birth certificate, and because of that, she cannot legalize her status ever in her whole life. If she would have been given a green card, she would have been fine. But because it was a birth certificate, she has a lifetime bar, which means that she will never be able to legalize her status. She doesn't have any family in Mexico. All of her family's here, including her husband and her three children and her baby, who you saw in the video, and it's the cutest little thing you'll ever see. And they're all here, and they're all prophets, and they're all giving their story. And they've been on Time Magazine, they've been on USA Today, they've been on New York Times, LA Times, everywhere. And now they're doing something that has not been done. And what is that? That they're sharing their stories. That people are listening to the stories of these people that you know, you hear so many numbers of these 12 million people plus, but you don't really ever hear stories. There's a lot of cases like these. There's a lot of cases where the immigration system just does not work. And that is why they're here. And that is why they're taking sanctuary. It's difficult. It's a very difficult thing. You'll actually be able to hear a little bit from Anabella here. She is the daughter of Yolanda, who's living in sanctuary. The woman from Guatemala that is a deacon at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church. She works for the health ministry. She works with the Hispanic ministry. She works with the women's ministry. She helps with the food pantry. She's been involved in her community for over 17 years because she's been living in the same community for over 17 years. And we will get to hear from Anabella, who is 17 years old. She's a U.S. citizen, and she has chosen to live in sanctuary with her mother. So what does that mean? That means that she's living in a church with her mother instead of living in a regular home. She lives with her mother in a church. She is free to go outside. Her mother is not. Her mother has to stay inside because she's taking sanctuary, and we've been told that if the families leave sanctuary, they will get arrested and they will get deported. As long as they stay in sanctuary until we figure out a way to help them legalize their status here, they have to remain in sanctuary. And so we will be able to hear from Anabella a couple minutes of her testimony, of her experience with having her mother in sanctuary, and then I'll continue.
My name is Anabella Trujillo, and I am 17 years old. Since I was a small child, I have been really close to my mom. When she used to leave for work, I stayed with a family friend that took care of me. I remember when I used to wake up from a nap and ask my babysitter if my mom was home yet. My mom and I have shared a strong bond for as long as I could remember. Over the years, that bond has been tested. We have been through hard times. We've laughed, we've argued, and we've been through painful moments. But we are still together to look out for each other. This year has especially been hard for us because my mom has been struggling with immigration issues. After 18 years in the U.S., immigration wants to deport her to Guatemala. Now I fear being separated from her because there's no other lovemakers. The reason that me and my mom have been so close is because for the past 17 years, we have only had each other. She has been my friend and my protector. I thank God that I have her and don't know what I would do without her. When my mom and I were deciding whether to enter the new sanctuary movement, we knew that this was going to be a challenge. Once we entered our church home, my mom would never be able to leave. And if she did, she could be taken away. But we prayed to God to help us decide what to do. Now we have been in the sanctuary movement for almost 5 months. She is now known as Yolanda Sanctuary. We are living in a small room with just three windows with a view of a lonely alley. Both of us fear being separated. I know that she has sacrificed everything for me, so I want to make her proud of me. So I am working to get good grades and participating in different activities within church and school. Facing this problem has been a torture for me, but on the other side, it has made me a stronger person. One day I hope to be a strong person as her. She has never lost faith, even though we have gone through so much. We don't know what the future will hold for us, but with the help and support of the new sanctuary movement, we hope to be able to keep our families together. Thank you.
So what does it mean to give sanctuary? What it means for us is more than giving an actual physical space for somebody to live, but it also means to be able to support the family that is not living in sanctuary or the family that is living in sanctuary with them. What that means for Yolanda and Anabella is that we help them be able to keep the lights on. We help them be able to put food on the table, and we help them with any other necessity that might take place, any emergencies, anything. We raise money for them. As a coalition of over 25 congregations, these congregations are working hard to be able to raise funds and to raise awareness so that people hear these stories. We also provide emotional and spiritual support. So that means that we have people go out to visit Yolanda, to pray over her, to listen to her. And we do the same with the rest of the other people in sanctuary. We also provide accompaniment in the advocacy process so that these families can stay together. We have to put together packets of support showing why it would be harmful for the children if their parents are deported. For Yolanda, it's very difficult, just like it is for every other family. For Yolanda particularly, she's an orphan. She doesn't have a mother or father. And if she were to be deported, Anabella would be like an orphan. So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. And we understand that it's a difficult decision, and we understand that there's so many opinions about what should be done. But we know, and I know, why I'm here. And I'm here because I believe that we have enough for everybody. And I believe that if it was not because of this broken immigration system, if it was not because there's such inequality in distribution of wealth, people would not be here. People would be in their home country. And I believe that overall, regardless of whether they're here because they're not being fed and because they're running away from wars that are happening in their country, that perhaps I may not be able to do something about by myself. I know that if they're here and they're asking for help, I don't have it in my heart to say no. And I believe that the 25 congregations that are involved don't have the heart to say no either. I know that I believe in family unity, and I believe that families should not be separated. I believe that a mother should not be kept away from her children, and a father should not be taken away from his spouse. And as you saw the people in the video, all of them have children that are U.S. citizens. And their spouses, some of them, are U.S. citizens. They don't have anything to go back to. And if their children go with them, then their children, who are U.S. citizens, who have all the rights, get to lose out on all of their rights because they're being taken away. And so, regardless of what your political beliefs are, I know that this is very controversial. I know that it's not the popular thing to do, but I know that God calls me to seek justice. And so I pray that you can seek justice with me in this way. And if you are interested at all in supporting the New Sanctuary Movement with doing something as simple as going to visit one of the families and praying with them, sitting with them, having a meal with them, buying groceries for them, something as difficult as calling and writing letters to support them and to support Anabella and her mother staying here. I know that anything you can do can help us. And I invite you. I invite you to listen to the stories and then to make your decisions and to ask other people to make decisions. Wise decisions. Decisions that are with moral authority, that are decisions after hearing the stories, after listening to your heart, and after seeking the higher truth. I invite you to seek justice with me. Thank you.